Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And here we are at the beginning of the year thinking about change. I predict what's going to happen is things will pretty much stay the same. I'll try to defend that statement just after this word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Jeannie Nigro Ministries. A brief glance at the headlines these days is enough to make anyone unsettled, frustrated, or downright scared of the future. But with an unwavering belief that personal intimacy with God is the number one anchor for our souls, Jeannie Nigro provides not only encouragement, but practical steps for individuals to deepen their relationship with God, as well as an action plan for what they can do now in a world that seems so out of control. Will you stand strong during these uncertain times? Her book, Unshaken, will empower you to thrive, not just survive, no matter what the circumstances. Learn how to break free from the fear, stress, frustration, and anger and hopelessness of these times. Sound interesting? You can download and try out a free chapter of Unshaken at jeannienigro.com/cm. That's jeannienigro.com/cm. And now, back to the show.
So it seems every year ushers in a hope for change. That's not unusual. Out with the old, in with the new. This is going to be our best year ever. This is it. I hear it every year. I'm a geezer. I've been around a while. I don't know of a year where I haven't heard people in the company I've been with, whichever company that was, about how great this year is going to be. I feel it coming. They're almost prophetic in its sense. And so help me. I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Because I hear it so much, I've almost sort of gotten to the point where I'm stainless steel on it. It doesn't stick to me. It just kind of keeps moving. I think words of hope are one thing. Dreamers are another. These people who say, this is going to be a different year, I'm going to change things, don't make it very far. They don't change much. They might vibrate a little bit toward change, but they really embrace the status quo. The status quo has served them well. They've gotten here with it, and that's where they stay. I kind of got my arms around this concept as a college professor because I liked it, by the way, because three times a year, we sort of had New Year's resolutions at the beginning of every semester. So that'd be fall, spring, and summer. I saw my students were rethinking and setting new purposes for doing well. And I like that often. It's certainly better than once a year. But I think God wants me to do it every day. You know, every day is new. That's why I only gave manna that would last a day, because he wanted us to see new and to expect new and to depend upon him. But organizational hope, it isn't very different from what individual hope is. That an organization is nothing until people come to work. So if people are struggling with change, an organization is going to struggle. Like, I work in an empty building until people show up. The building's not going to move anyone. My organizational chart's not going to move anyone. People are going to do that moving. It's just what it is. It's just a dormant organization. But it's the people, when they come in, that are going to make a difference and will change it. But at the same time, they embrace sameness. I want to keep, don't change that, don't change that. Yeah, your department, y'all need to change. We're going to stay right like we are. So I hear a lot of this. Leave it alone. It's going to get better. It's a new year, after all, as if the new year is going to make it better. We just turn a calendar a couple of pages, and all of a sudden, everything's going to get better. It's safer, it's easier, it's even quieter to just do status quo. Leave it alone. We seem really fond of polishing the obsolete in most companies, that we find things that aren't state-of-the-art, are not new, are not effective, but let's polish the old. Even better than that, we'll polish the obsolete. We're going to hire and fire, but let's keep the same paradigms in control of the same processes. I've seen it so much in my career. The only status quo that I want to support is the mission. Whatever the mission is, if it's a go ye, I don't need to change much. It provides all the purpose and stimulus I need for my life's work. When you think about it, if we work in a ministry and we're serving go ye, that's pretty well. I know what I need to do today. I need to get going. I need to go ye, not stop ye. or stay the same ye. I need to keep going, keep growing. It's crystal clear, that mission. It's inherent in heaven. I love it. I get it. I feel it. But obviously, through time, methods have to morph. Let's think about what would have happened if the disciples were here now. Would they still be wanting to do things like they had done them? My guess is they would, because that's what we do. The Holy Spirit, though, is the one who provides the fresh anointing for a real important reason. We need fresh. You know, I keep thinking when I come to a thought like this that public restrooms got it right. You know, come in, and then when you've done what you've done, please flush. And that's what we got to do. We have to flush out whatever it is we brought into the new year. Flush it. Start new. I'm trying not to be gross here, but fresh living water is an ample supply. There's fresh water everywhere. There's a newness of the Holy Spirit everywhere. Leaders have got to stay nimble. We've got to stay open-minded. Brain flex is given to me by God. I don't flex my brain on my own. I prefer not to think today. But God's going to make me think. God's going to stimulate me, make me uncomfortable so I can think my way out of my problems. We've got to be open to new thoughts. I don't want to change this for change's sake. Growth comes from a stimulus to shift my thinking and my systems. See, if we just leave it alone, we wouldn't have grown to where we disseminate so many different methods of the gospel. We can pick the gospel up on our phones now. We prosper the gospel in so many different ways. We push it forward with every new technological invention, with every new way that we do anything. Someone's going to find a way of getting the word that way. And the disciples did it too. They just had to get in a boat and go do it. You know, they couldn't do it from their Jerusalem. They had to go a little bit. And then they got to the uttermost. But our uttermost continues to be redefined. Are we going to be preaching this message on Mars someday? I don't know. I probably won't see it. But that doesn't mean it couldn't happen. It's not incredible thought anymore. You know, they got spaceships that'll go that far. They got people who want to do it. The gospel could be there. Is Mars Earth? I don't know. Depends on how the Lord looks at it. But if we're there and people are there and they're part of the community, leaders will find a way to bring the gospel with them, that we'll bring the gospel to any place that we put our foot. That's a big thought to think. But it gets me thinking that my sameness is small. I don't want to stay in Jerusalem. I want to get to the uttermost parts. But at the same time, I've got to follow daily bread. I've got to be willing to change. I've got to be willing to be imparted upon, to accept what the Holy Spirit has for me today. I think that's the job of leaders. Stir it up, encourage change, and don't let people get comfortable, because the Holy Spirit sure won't let us get comfortable. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. You've been listening to Green Lines. Hi, this is Steve Green again. I wanted you to know that there are more podcasts available right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We've got a great podcast from Jennifer LeClaire, one that I highly recommend. And did you know that we do a daily newscast? We call it A Daily News Story Well Told. I think you'll like our reader, Jenny Rose. She's not a reader, she's a storyteller. I think you'll really enjoy her podcast, and you can find them here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to Green Lines.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast, and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.